Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coronavirus is no lie. Coronavirus is no lie.
Hey, what day is it?
Friday.
Ooh, day. Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
One thing's for sure, people take Friday very seriously.
Trust me, it's about to get serious.
Get serious.
Get serious.
Let's get serious here.
Seriously?
It's Friday.
Friday, it's time to party.
Who are you going with?
Who are you going with?
Just me, baby. Just me.
I'm having a me party.
We can get through this with cooperation and togetherness.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Nope.
It's
Nope.
No hell below.
Unwelcome even in a global pandemic.
Okay, all right, fine.
Happy Friday. Oh, I have never been happier for it to be a Friday, I think, than today. What about you?
Yeah, it feels nice. You know, it's weird. For everybody else, Friday has been every day, but for us, it's a Friday. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Welcome to the wake
up. I'm still diagramming that sentence.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you know what I mean, Lance? I mean, a lot of people.
Kevin's been driving into work.
Yeah.
So this really
true.
Does feel like,
you know,
a Friday for him.
It's, you know, if you're at home, yeah, you know, I know that you've created your own schedules like we have and all that stuff, and you have some type of a work schedule, but yeah, it feels like a Friday for me.
Guess what the schedule is right now? A mess. It's an absolute mess. Yesterday was our first day of homeschooling the kids, and it was a complete disaster.
Why?
Did you see the Instagram Live video, by the way?
I did not get a chance.
Oh, geez. Dude, save yourself. It was
really
a mess.
Really? Why? It's
everything's
up there now.
A mess. Yes.
You guys did a science experiment?
A science experiment gone horribly awry. It's awful.
Did you create a superhero or some supervillain or something? That's what usually happens in that situation.
No, but this morning I couldn't sleep, and so I was up at like 3:30 this morning writing down all of the lesson plans that my kids need to do today.
What?
Oh, God, there's so much stuff.
Wait a minute. Who came up with the lesson plans?
Their teachers.
So why'd you have to, don't they exist
somewhere?
Well,
it's all on the iPad, but I need to keep track of it. So I need to have everything written down so that they make sure to cross every single thing off.
Do you guys have a printer?
Yeah, Nora broke it.
I recommend the printer.
Nora already broke it.
Oh, wow.
She was messing around with it. She
thought the lesson plans wouldn't come anymore. She went right to the source.
Once everybody wakes up, I'll try and turn on the printer, and you can hear the noise that it's making. But basically, one day I was trying to print something out for her, and she was impatient, and she tried to rip it out of the printer, and now it's making all sorts of weird noises. It sounds like an experiment gone terribly awry where we've created a horrible villain.
Superheroes and villains just homework all solved. Over
yeah.
The Jen Myers household.
God. But yeah, we'll talk about like our 24 hours in like a half an hour or so.
Yeah.
But we have a lot on the show today.
We sure do. We've got foodstuffs. We've got entertainment schmig. We've got looking for love in the loo.
Yes.
which is taking on just a whole new life in the pandemic.
In fact,
era.
It has. We have two that are very topical that relate to the quarantining era.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh.
And then 9 o'clock hour, we've got the Friday free for all, where we'll play anything people want. I've got a few ideas. So get us your text 314-531-9898. Also our own little version of the Schmick Schmackdown also happening today. And speaking of the text line, we yesterday were like, oh my God, we didn't get any texts. Something went wrong. And so we woke up this morning to just so many texts from the show yesterday, which made me feel a lot better because I think after the show yesterday, I was like, are people not in their cars? What's going on?
We weren't getting any texts.
We got a lot, so that was good. Bad side, apparently we gave a whole lot of misinformation yesterday.
Yeah, right.
And most of the texts were people correcting us on that, so we'll get to that stuff as well. But the point is, it felt real good. Stay with us. It's going to be fun today on this Friday. As you may have heard, we are broadcasting from our homes. Kevin's in the studio. Everybody else in their homes, in pajamas. And, it's a good time. So stick around. Let's take a look at your weather, which I'm hoping somebody has.
Yeah,
weather?
I have it. Brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Someone told me that I'm fired as the weather person yesterday, and I was like, yeah, add it to the list of things I'm screwing up right now.
I don't know. The sun did eventually come out later.
It did, but we didn't see that rain coming at all. Well, it looks like the rain that we were supposed to have in the forecast today, it just changed again. It looked like it was going to hold off until dinner time, but it looks like we may see some rain as early as 9 this morning. But when we do have breaks from the storms, 73 the high today, 75 tomorrow, 64 on Sunday. And right now,
it's now time for the song of the day on Y98.
And why am I playing this song today?
I'm sad alone on a bench in the park. My name is Forrest, he casually remarked. Waiting for the bus with his hands in his pockets. He just kept saying life is like a box of chocolates. He's Gump, he's Gump, he's kinda square.
Weird Al does Gump.
Gump.
About Forrest Gump.
About Forrest Gump today.
The presidents were stuck in my head this morning when I woke up.
So a parody of Presidents of the United States of America's Lump.
Right.
Was Forrest Gump released on this day?
Forrest Gump actually won the Best Picture Oscar on this day back in 1995, and it beat two huge films.
Oh, wait. Okay, there was another one Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction? And probably one of the best movies ever made about breaking out of a prison.
Shawshank Redemption.
That's right.
Man, both of those, Shawshank and Pulp Fiction, I feel like have stood the test of time more than Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Do you disagree?
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you go back every time
Forrest Gump shows up on TV, do you want to watch it? No. Every time Shawshank Redemption shows up, I'm sitting down and watching that thing.
But I don't think, you know, Forrest Gump is a terrible movie. I think it's a very good film, and the characters are great, and, you know, Tom Hanks is great, but compared to those two movies, I mean, Pulp Fiction, that's like Tarantino's masterpiece, and then Shawshank Redemption is just so good.
Well, it's like a couple years ago when, what was it, The Shape of Water beat out Get Out.
Right.
I mean, people are going to be watching that movie for years and years, and no one's going to go back and watch that woman having relations with a fish. It's just weird.
Well, why not?
Because you could watch Aquaman instead.
Yeah, because Kevin's wife wants to have relations with Aquaman.
Yeah, that. You know, speaking of water, on this day back in 1794, President George Washington authorized the creation of the U.S. Navy.
We got it.
Shout out to my brother-in-law who is in the Navy and is retiring in 2 months.
Oh, really? Wow.
Wow.
Yep. He's been in it for 20 some odd years.
Wow, that's awesome.
Imagine George Washington seeing the Village People do that song.
That's exactly what he had envisioned.
Like just a flat, like he's like, he signs it, he gets up and somebody's like, hey, I want to show you something real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. That song, by the way, what is it, 41 years old. And man, I just sit back and I think, those guys, what an incredible, like, short little time of just hit after hit after hit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the Navy.
Three.
YMCA. That's why I said hit after hit after hit.
And then nothing.
That's three.
They played one of the Times Square things in on New Year's. There's one original guy in the Village People.
Last time I looked those guys up, I think there might be more than one. I think like the policeman who was the original policeman, whose name is Victor Willis, he was out of the band for a long time, but I think he's finally back.
He was doing a stint in the Navy, from what I understand.
Yeah, he is back in the band.
Last time you looked them up, which means that you've looked them up multiple times.
Yes, that is true.
Of course. I do that type of stuff. I also have found, and I wrote down a few of these things, that the random things that pop into my head, say, I think about them every 2 weeks, just something, some question or some pop culture moment or something, I now think about those things 3 or 4 times a week. Do you know what I mean? Like Beyonce on Punk'd. Remember that? Remember Beyonce on Punk'd? It pops into my head twice a month, I would say, but now I probably think about it daily.
We need to get you a hobby.
I've got 4 already.
All right.
Here's Lance with a look at the roads.
I'm just looking up more about the Village People while you're talking. Yeah, Victor Willis, original policeman, returned in 2017. He'd been out of the band since, a long time ago. All right. There you go.
We Village might have to throw some Village People into the Friday free-for-all.
No, that's a great idea. We need to do.
I think so.
No, 100%. I'm in.
All right. How are the roads?
On the Illinois side, we still have some.
Panic at the Disco on Y98. It is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. If you want to listen to us at home, we know a lot of you are spending a lot more time at home. On your smart speaker, you can. It's real easy. Just say, play Y98 St. Louis, and we'll be there for you. We've been doing something on the show since this has all started, recounting our last 24 hours. Suddenly, every 24 hours period of our life seems more interesting, or at least eventful or unique than it was certainly before this thing started. What did you guys do yesterday? Jen, let's dive into the science experiment first.
Yeah, so my kids,
what was the plan and then what went wrong?
My kids had their first day of at-home learning, and Nora has been asking for a week if we could make these stress balls. It looked pretty easy. She showed me the YouTube video and I was like, oh yeah, we can totally do that. Now, yesterday was a beautiful day. We should have been doing a science experiment outside, but she's been begging and begging. All the supplies showed up. So we did it. You need cornstarch, water, and a balloon. Oh, and a funnel, and a water bottle, and a bowl, and a spoon, and all that stuff. So we decided to do it on Instagram Live on the Wake Up's Instagram page. And let me just tell you that the people who did this YouTube video spent a lot of time in the editing room. That or were just extra messy, because it was a disaster. I should post the before and after pictures, like what everything looked like after the experiment and then what they looked like after we cleaned up. It's this super cool thing when you mix cornstarch and water. It's a liquid, but also if you apply pressure really quickly, it becomes a solid. So it's cool, and it feels good in these stress balls, but oh my gosh. And one of my kids needs to, like, run 3 miles outside because she had lots of energy and was... At one point, I said, oh gosh, now I know what the guys feel like when I start singing and talk nonstop in the studio. It's a lot.
I also like how you often say... One of my kids, and then it's either she or her follows it. It's like,
right.
Let's kind of narrow that down a little bit.
You just know every time I say one of my kids, it's going to be Nora.
Right.
Okay, just know. But it was successful. We made the stress balls, but it was a lot messier than it looked like in the YouTube video we watched.
We went on a bike ride for the first time in a long time. Actually,
that's nice.
actually had to, and I got to see my father-in-law, who I haven't seen since quarantine, and we stayed 6 feet away and all that stuff because we had to re-air up the tires and the bikes because it's been so long. So he came by and did that. So Sarah and I rode our bikes, and then we came back and did some yard work because it was so nice outside.
Yeah, Sarah said you had the tiniest rake.
Big man with a tiny rake.
Lance, anything good last night?
Well, during the day yesterday, I went out and did a little errand run and went to the post office where there was not a lot of social distancing on display, which was kind of interesting. Yeah, people just wanted to be in line. It's like, so I just kept kind of moving away, which was interesting. And then the other thing that I noticed just driving around was, and I mentioned it earlier this morning, seemed to me that yesterday was kind of a day where it's like, well, if you're on the interstates, pick your speed. Go how fast you want to go. And I actually put that on Twitter yesterday afternoon, and a lot of people like, yeah, I've been noticing that too. So it's kind of interesting on the roads right now.
Meaning you got people going real slow and people going way too fast?
I don't think anyone's going too slow.
No,
yeah,
except me.
Once Kevin gets home, the too slow part of the equation goes away.
Well, yeah. But, I know what you mean, Lance. It's weird driving into work. I mean, the volume hasn't really changed much, I think, primarily because it's the same people who have my type of schedule, and they're probably, you know, needed employees. But I've noticed that, too. The speed is a lot different between, like, there'll be cars. I'm like, okay, I'm going the speed limit, 65 or so, and there'll be somebody who just comes right around me, zipping all the way by, going probably 80 or 90.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a lot of that yesterday afternoon.
What about you, Tim?
I went to the park. I walked around Forest Park for a while, and a ton of people out. Not so much that you're, you know, cramped because it's a huge park, but a lot of people out enjoying the nice weather. Ran into my good friend Nick, my old college roommate, and it was, I just didn't want to stop talking to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just ran into him in the park?
Yeah, he was on a bike, and I was walking with the love interest, and he stopped us, and it was just like, how are you? Tell me about every member of your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was this, and it was like, we got to do this more often. Like, you want to meet in the park tomorrow? But it's weird. It's also weird to run into somebody you haven't seen in a little bit and not give them so much as a high five.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. What did you guys do? Like, do an elbow thing or like, you know?
No, we just did nothing.
Ooh.
Put hands up. Did kind of an awkward wave. But it was good. And then I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm six out of seven episodes into Tiger King.
Whoa.
Now, see, what did I tell you?
Sarah and I are starting it this weekend. It's that good?
Yeah, you can't stop watching.
Wow.
I haven't watched that much TV in a day in a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Jen, you watched it as well?
Oh, yeah. I watched the first episode a couple nights ago, and I told you guys you had to get into it. I mean, it's like crack, isn't it?
It lives up to the hype. I'm sure people are like, yeah, Tiger King. Everybody's talking about it. Like, it'll blow your mind. I mean, in every episode, they build it properly. It's really good. These are the guys that did one of the two Fire Festival documentaries.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So just the way they frame the characters and stuff, it's great. Yeah, these people are lunatics. It's really fun to watch.
I mean, first 5 minutes, you're sucked in. Like, what the heck is this about?
And these are real people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's all completely, completely real. But if it was a movie, you'd be like, all right, this is fake. But it's all real.
And the guy who did the documentary kind of like stumbled upon it because he was doing something else about animals. And then fell down this rabbit hole like we all have.
Met this guy, Joe Exotic, and was like, all right, clearly I'm making a movie about him now.
But he couldn't have predicted.
Right.
Yes. But he couldn't have predicted how crazy it got. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to be finishing that last episode.
Never have I been sucked into a series, I think, so quickly and just can't get enough since Fire Festival last year.
Oh, yeah. Those were good. And then I posted to t-shirt problems, which guys, I started doing t-shirt problems every day because I can't do stand-up anymore. So it was an exercise for me to write every day, tell a story, try to do something funny. I was like, all right, these pictures need to be better. I got this ring light And I see how people get addicted to the social media, right?
Really?
Like, I sit down, I write my story, and then I take, I don't know, 37 pictures before I decide which one to post.
Wow.
Whoa.
I was using a backdrop and stuff. It got out of control. So I see how people get addicted to the influencing thing. I'm doing ads for detox teas now. It's crazy.
I feel like you've only said this so I go and actually check out T-shirt
Problems. Yeah, at T-shirt Problems on Instagram. Everybody should be following it. The pictures just got scaled up. What do you think of the new one, Jen?
Hold on, I'm looking.
While Jen's looking, I have a syntax question for Tim based on something he said earlier.
Okay.
Tim used the phrase... A love interest, which implies...
No, he said the love interest.
Oh, I thought he said love interest.
No. He said the, meaning just one.
Just checking.
Thank you, Jen. Anyway, back to T-shirt Problems.
Back to T-shirt Problems. Yeah, that backdrop is a moving blanket.
It is a moving blanket, and which provides a great texture.
And you took 37 pictures, and that was the best one?
Oh!
It can't be too good, you know?
Ding.
I can't take
You know, those ring lights can hurt.
What, when he throws it at me?
Just saying.
The point is, at T-shirt Problems on Instagram.
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. We'll see another high in the 70s today, on and off storm. Some this morning.
Sports chatter.
Yeah, it is sports chatter on your Friday morning. And you know, as far as sports are concerned, they're kind of few and far between. So ESPN, trying to fill up some programming, has decided to air Disney sports movies on Friday nights. Of course, ESPN, a part of the Disney ABC family. That will start tonight with the movie The Rookie. MLB Network says, hey, what? We do that every night pretty much during the offseason.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, ESPN, I mean, I would love to just be a part of some of those conversations they're having over there, you know, or all kinds of, you know, sports desks, sports shows. That's got to be really challenging.
Yeah. I think kind of like Christmas, when TBS runs A Christmas Story 24 hours a day, they should pick one movie and just run it on a 24-hour loop, like Sandlot for 24 hours a day. Who wouldn't watch that? Nobody? Okay, never mind. Go ahead. What else?
Yesterday would have been opening day in the major leagues, and the Cardinals did make some roster moves yesterday, and it kind of speaks to how deep the Cardinals major league team is going to be, because some big names they sent down to Memphis. Andrew Kisner, the catcher of the future, some people think. He's now down in AAA. Hennessy Cabrera has been optioned to AAA Memphis. So has Alex Reyes and Junior Fernandez, three guys off the pitching staff. So that tells you right there, those are all guys that pitched in the majors last year. So they're starting the year in the minor league. So the Cardinals are thinking, hey, once things do get going, their pitching staff seems to be kind of deep. At least that's the way it looks here to start.
And is Yachty's backup, is it Weeders again? Didn't we get him back?
Yeah, he did. They did re-sign him as a free agent. It's Yachty and Matt Weiders on the depth chart on the major league team. Yes. Also, Jenny and Adam Wainwright have donated $250,000 to the More Than Baseball Fund to help the emergency needs of minor league players. So that's really cool.
That's cool. Awesome.
Now, there is a report that's come out that says that Major League Baseball owners have agreed to advance monies to the players, portions of their salaries to be spread out over April and May. This is kind of convoluted, but supposedly each MLB team will contribute just short of $95,000 per day to eligible players for 60 days or until the start of the 2020 season, whichever comes first. Salaries, once the season gets going, reportedly will be prorated. And in exchange, the players have agreed not to sue for their full salaries.
Whoa.
That's, again, all reported stuff.
That seems weird that they would sue.
I don't know.
Well, I guess it's...
Is it more for the guys that are making less money?
Yeah, perhaps.
That are making the league minimum? I don't know.
And then there's the story that came out yesterday about one of the companies that makes big league baseball uniforms. That would be Fanatics. For the time being, of course, you know, no baseball season going on, they have temporarily converted their factory to produce protective masks and gowns for medical professionals. And the first prototypes, you can tell it's Major League Baseball stuff material, because the first prototypes have the pinstripes of the Yankees and the Phillies. So you might get a red pinstripe from the Phillies uniform or the midnight blue pinstripe of the Yankees uniform on your surgical mask if it's from Fanatics. That's pretty interesting.
Mm. That's pretty cool.
And we will wrap up with the St. Louis Blues. They have announced that the movie called History Made, The Director's Cut, which chronicles the Blues Stanley Cup winning season, that will premiere Sunday, this Sunday, on the Blues YouTube channel. So if you're missing a little hockey, check out the Blues YouTube channel on Sunday night.
Nice.
Love that. Sign
That's
me up.
Sports Chatter.
Thank you, Lance.
Sports Chatter!
Entertainment Schmig is up in 6 minutes. Another celebrity to die from the coronavirus. We'll have details on that and much more in the next 6 minutes.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
We just played Rihanna, and she was thanked by New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo for helping out by donating personal protective equipment. She previously donated $5 million to organizations that are on the front lines, not only in the U.S., but the Caribbean and Africa. We talked about it earlier in the week. She has her own nonprofit relief agency. And that's how she had a lot of this protective gear already. Another actor has died from the coronavirus. You might not know his name, Mark Bloom. He was a character actor. He was in Desperately Seeking Susan with Madonna and Rosanna Arquette. He was also in Crocodile Dundee, but played some characters on The Blacklist, The Sopranos, and Roxanne. So Madonna issued a tribute to him yesterday. Mariska Hargitay and Ice-T also pay tribute to a 45-year-old SVU crew member who died after contracting the coronavirus. We talked yesterday about Evangeline Lilly from Lost, I think best known from her role in Lost, who originally said she was not going to quarantine. She, by the way, lives with her dad, who has stage 4 cancer. Well, she posted yesterday, after all of this blowback from her comments, she said she's been quarantining and social distancing despite intense trepidation over the socioeconomic and political repercussions of this course of action.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So kind of a half-hearted apology.
Yeah, and I think we all understand that, but if we all hunker down and do this together at the same time, this will take less time. And especially since her dad is one of the most vulnerable and is immunocompromised.
Yeah, and with all due respect, she's got that Marvel money. Like her whole, like, the socioeconomic, like, take it easy.
Yeah. Bruno Mars has been doing shows at the MGM in Las Vegas since 2016, and he's pledging $1 million to assist MGM employees who've been affected by COVID-19. I know. Ralph Lauren donating $10 million toward coronavirus relief efforts. And Gloria Estefan and her husband Emilio own some restaurants and hotels in Florida. Their employees are out of work right now, so they are working on getting 300 of them temporary jobs at CVS.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Gloria and Emilio cut some CVS deal. I don't know how that works. And some other celebrities / athletes. Drew Brees from the New Orleans Saints giving $5 million to Louisiana, which is being hit really hard right now. They say this is like what we're seeing right now is the fallout from Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had a meeting a week and a half ago with a lady who was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Her son and daughter-in-law live there. And she said at the time, she said it was Mardi Gras, and that's just going to blow up. And she was right. It That's what exactly what's happening.
Well, and think about how long ago Mardi Gras feels. It feels like it was eons ago. And we're seeing that right now. So we've only just begun to do tests. So, you know, you're not going to see what's happening today, contacts today, for another 2 to 3 weeks. It's just, it's scary. And Roger Federer is donating $1 million to families affected in Switzerland. That is where he's from. Also, Britney Spears. I was a little worried about Britney Spears yesterday because she made a comment that she had run faster than Usain Bolt. She said she broke Usain Bolt's 100 meter dash record. His record is 9.58 seconds, and she said she ran it in 5.97 seconds.
What?
And I think with, you know, if people didn't dig too deeply into it, they're like, oh my gosh, all right, someone's got to intervene. Something's going on with Britney.
Right.
But if you remember, she broke her foot about a month ago. Did you see that video? She was doing dance moves and she was recording herself, and you can hear the bone in her foot snap. It's so loud. It was insane. She said it was a joke. She said, obviously I was joking about running the 100 meter dash, but you better believe I'm coming for the world record. I mean, I think she was just playing around. She has a broken foot. She's not even hobbling, much less running. It looks like WrestleMania. WWE is still going on. They're like pre-taping matches.
But without an audience, I'm sure.
Yeah, and without some people. So WWE, Roman Reigns, because of battling leukemia, is immunocompromised. So he says he's dropped out of the whole thing.
Mm. He's a big one too, right?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's just gonna be one guy now,
right?
You know,
like ghost wrestling.
Yes,
they do it over Zoom.
Carson Daly.
They're in their pajamas.
Carson Daly and his wife welcomed their fourth child. Oh, so wow. Congrats to him. I know there have been lots of memes going around saying like, oh, with everyone quarantined inside, we're going to see a baby boom in 9 months. Well, one of my friends shared something with me yesterday, and she said, the only baby boom we're going to see is all firstborn children. Because all my friends are texting back and forth, why did I have so many kids? This is no, like, this homeschooling is no joke. So that's Entertainment Schmig. More at 840. More online at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand with the latest on traffic.
All right, the latest.
Y98, it is the Wake Up with Jen and Tim, and it's time now for celebrity birthdays. We realized, as we've been doing these later in the show at about 8:55, on Fridays, we never get to talk about the weekend birthdays. So now, these are people who were born today, March 27th. She's now, I guess, dating Channing Tatum. How old is singer Jessie J?
It's not about the money, money, money.
She's younger than Channing Tatum.
33? I don't think so. What'd you say?
33?
I say 39.
I'm going to go right in the middle, not say 300 million, 36.
32.
Ah.
Oh. All right. She's had hits like My Humps, London Bridge, and Glamorous. How old is Fergie?
And I'm gonna miss you like a child misses that blanket.
And breathe.
You know, she was on Kids Incorporated back in the day.
That's okay. Right.
With Martika.
D.S.
Kids Incorporated. And I think we're the same age, so I'm going to say 45.
You are correct.
Ooh.
Fergie is 45.
Wow. Yep. Jen's on fire today. Yeah.
We actually mentioned this guy earlier this morning because his film Pulp Fiction did not win an Oscar. It lost to Forrest Gump. So how old is director Quentin Tarantino?
Before I did Reservoir Dogs, I had a very unsuccessful acting career. One of the jobs I did get, and not because I did a wonderful audition, but simply because they sent my picture in and they said he's got it, was for an Elvis impersonator on The Golden Girls.
Oh, 59.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. 58.
57.
57 is correct.
Wow.
Yeah, he
Ooh,
just had
Led's
a baby,
got
too.
Hot now.
Nice.
And finally, she just wants some hot tea, and she can hit just about every hot note there is. How old is the one and only Mariah Carey?
Is she 50 yet? I'm going to say 49.
I'm going to say, that's tough. 52?
47.
No, it's a big one for her today. She turns the big 5-0.
Whoa. Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. You know she's having a tough time with that one. Yeah.
So those are your celebrity birthdays for the day. And then in about 2 hours, we'll have your celebrity birthdays for the weekend. And there's some good ones, one of which Tim teased earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
Break it down. Got this feeling in my body. Can't stop the feeling. Got this feeling in my body.
198, it's the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance, all broadcasting from home, and Kevin holding down the studio this morning. It's 7:03. We have a lot going on, which you can find at y98.com. Teachers, we're celebrating more than ever now. They need to get paid $11 billion. And if you'd like to highlight a teacher, you can go to y98.com. Tell us about them. We also have a cute pet contest going on there. So check it out. Your forecast for today, we'll see another high in the 70s, but kind of storms on and off. Right now, 56 downtown.
You guys have heard me talk about the friends in Australia that I visited. They do a radio show and a TV show. They're called Hamish and Andy, and they're very well known over there. So let's say they're like Jimmy Fallon, basically.
Yeah.
Also in the world right now, everybody all of a sudden is doing these Zoom meetings, these video conferences. They're doing them for work. Classes are taking place over these. And Hamish had this idea that he had people just send them the login information and the times for these Zoom meetings. So he's just showing up in random people's meetings. So you're all just hanging out, looking at your video conference, and there's Hamish Blake. So this particular one, the video is so funny. It's him showing up in a bunch of different things. This particular one is a law class, and they're just hanging out, and then somebody realizes that Hamish is there.
What's up? Can anybody else see Hamish Blake?
Oh, yeah, g'day, guys. How's it going? I've got a quick question for the class. Do you guys agree that a tort in common law jurisdiction is a civil wrong that causes a claimant to suffer loss or harm resulting in legal liability? Is that what everyone else thinks? Like, why don't we just throw it around to the floor? Like, what do you guys think?
And then later on, he's like, can we all maybe just agree that everybody in the class gets, I don't know, a B? And we'll just call it a day?
It's we'll have to post that. It's pretty amazing. Just showing up in people's videos.
Love that.
Oh, my gosh. I have friends where it's like one Zoom meeting after another all day long. All day long. We have another one today at 11.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And it's kind of changed.
And 10.
Oh, is it a 10?
Well, we've got two different ones.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Oh.
I'll be sure to send you that link.
Well, because now my kids have Zoom meetings, too. My daughter has a Zoom meeting. So I'm sitting here like, are we going to have to, like, Zoom together? We might have to. I might have to like mute myself so I can pay attention to mine and hers at the same time.
I think you can do it. You can multitask. No. New study says that if your coworkers don't turn on video for their chats, we've seen that in a bunch of ours where some people are just like, oh, I'm going to do the audio option. There's a 1 in 8 chance that they're naked.
What?
What?
12% of people say they've kept their video switched off during a chat because they were naked.
Don't trust it.
So if you
don't
do
trust
some,
it.
So if you do some math,
don't
if
trust
the coworker's
what?
Video is off, 1 in 8 shot, it's because they're naked. So if 8 people, we're doing the office-wide one later. Mm-hmm. If 8 people don't have it on, one of them's naked.
Oh.
I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to have the video on. I don't have video.
You can just say it, Lance.
Does it need to be said, Tim?
Oh, man. So impressive. Good for you. makes it that much better.
There's so much I could say right now, and all of it will get me in trouble.
No.
Yeah, that's okay. New rules with all that's going on.
It's called levity. We need that right now, Lance.
Public service announcement. So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I'm keeping the hot coffee over on the other side of the room.
Continue. Oh, that's good enough for me. There's so many different questions about, you know, how what's the best way to take care of yourself and, you know, stop the spread of this thing. Kevin talks about how every time he gets home, his wife makes him immediately strip and wash all his clothes and hop in the shower. And that's been something I've been wondering about, too. This new article, and again, something could come out tomorrow that says something else. But it's about whether you should obsessively wash your clothes. Washing your hands more important, obviously, than washing your clothes. You're more likely to spread the virus by touching a solid, non-porous surface than a fabric. So something like a keypad at the grocery store or these surfaces is what's really getting you in trouble.
Agreed. Oh, agreed.
Researchers aren't totally sure how long the virus lasts on clothing, but other coronaviruses generally survive better on artificial fibers like polyester versus cotton.
Yeah, but still, I mean, doctors are doing it, obviously, and I think it's good for them to be stripping and washing their clothes. But have you seen some of the people we work with? Like, I feel like even pre-corona, we should have been stripping down and washing our clothes as soon as we got home.
Wait, what do you mean?
Wow.
There are some real gross people at work.
Oh.
Wow.
Anyone you'd like to name in particular?
Yeah.
You guys were talking about when Corona was first a thing that, like, we know for a fact there are people in our building who don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom.
That's not necessarily based on appearance, though. That's based on being in the bathroom when someone comes in and exits.
They look like they have their stuff together, but they don't. I'm not naming names.
Okay, can you at least name the station they work for?
Yeah, there you go.
It's not you. I'm not calling you out, Tim.
Thank you.
And by the way, hey, did you guys see the story? There was a story that popped up this morning that said some experts think that the coronavirus can live on the soles of your shoes for up to 5 days. Did you see that one?
Thanks for ending the segment on real high note.
I didn't mean to bring it down. I think I retweeted that. Let me double check and make sure I did.
Just hanging out, not wearing any clothes, bumming people out all over the place.
But wearing shoes.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense. I just said clothes are fine. It's Hildebrand.
Yeah.
With a unique look at your roads.
I didn't retweet it. I'll have to find that and see if I can tweet that out. Let's start out in the west.
Wallflowers on the Wake Up on Y98. You got Jen, Tim, Lance, and Kevin. And if you want to listen to us at home on your smart speaker, it's real easy. Just say, play Y98 St. Louis, and we'll be there. We are broadcasting live and local just from our different homes throughout all of this thing.
Yeah, my son just came down about 20 minutes ago, and he walked by, and he's like, what's this song? He said, One Headlight. Who sings it? The Wallflowers. Is it new? Said nope.
It's by one of the greatest of all time's sons.
Exactly. So, well, he's already started on his assignments this morning. Let's talk about some good news stories, because we need it. And there are, gosh, just dozens and dozens of stories coming in by the day. Let's talk about ventilators, because a lot of companies have changed their focus now. There's a company called Prisma Health that came up with a splitter that lets four patients use one ventilator at the same time.
Wow.
This is crucial because the number, I saw some stats yesterday that just freaked me out. The number of ventilators currently in the U.S. versus, they were doing all these low-end estimations. Like, let's say 40% of the population comes down with the coronavirus, and then 5% need a ventilator. Like, we have, well, it was like 10 times more people who need a ventilator than we have actual ventilators. It was scary. And also, we're all familiar with the Dyson vacuum.
The problem, however, is more serious. Bags, filters, they all clog with dust and then lose suction. But a Dyson works differently. It creates 100,000 times the force of gravity to spin the dirt out of the air, so nothing gets clogged, ever. I just think things should work properly.
Richard Dyson and his company designed a new ventilator in 10 days, and they're making 15,000 of them.
Yeah, you hear him talk, that didn't surprise me at all. I'm surprised he didn't do it in six.
Right?
My guy's got intelligence and confidence.
Dyson. And their vacuums are so expensive, like he had enough money to bankroll this new project. Crocs.
Used it yesterday, but I'll say it again. That doesn't suck.
I just think things should work properly.
The company that makes Crocs, giving away free shoes to healthcare workers. 10,000 pair of free shoes every day until supplies run out.
Like they don't have it hard enough already.
The healthcare workers, you mean?
Wow.
I know. It's like, oh, Crocs is doing something nice. There's some guy who is a regular at a restaurant in Florida, and he left a $10,000 tip and told the owner to divide it amongst the 20 employees. So they each get $500 each. That's some dedication to your favorite restaurant, right?
Yeah, that's great. It's interesting to see the way so many different people are contributing and helping. You know, some are there's the huge relief funds that you can donate to, and some people are just like, I'm walking into my favorite restaurant, you know, and doing what that guy did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we watched it last week when we did pickup. There were people, you know, 6 feet apart, all picking up their curbside orders, just like whipping out $100 tips. Because they wanted to help. It was pretty awesome. I talked yesterday about how someone came up with this 3D printer company came up with these plans and put them online for free where people can use their 3D printers to make masks for healthcare workers. This 13-year-old kid in Virginia has been making face masks with his parents' 3D printer. He said it's the first time he's been able to make something useful. I don't know why he has a 3D printer. And this is maybe the best story. You know, we temper all of these like, oh, I feel so bad for stories. Like, I feel bad for kids who aren't going to, where, you know, their senior year has been canceled. They're not going to have graduation. Or my kid's not going to be able to do this or celebrate their birthday. But imagine turning 21 during the coronavirus outbreak.
Oh, no.
And you're not allowed to celebrate with your friends. Well, this one guy's parents felt really bad that he couldn't go out for his 21st birthday. His sister posted about it on TikTok. They turned their garage into a nightclub, complete with the only other guest there besides his parents and his sister was a cutout of Justin Bieber. His dad was the bouncer. He used a flashlight to check his son's ID. His mom was the bartender and concocted these birthday shots for him. And then his sister kind of documented the whole thing. They, like, blasted music. The music was pumping. Apparently,
he
like,
got blitzed.
Mom had some great hangover foods for him to eat the next morning. But, like, the whole family had a lot of fun with it. And if you look at the pictures, they put, like, they must have had, like, shiny wrapping paper that they put up It's like real silvery, so it looks like a real cheesy nightclub. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. Some good times here.
And then coming up, since we can't do Schmackdown with you, Jen and Tim are going to go off on each other. We'll see who can answer simple trivia questions in about 6 minutes.
My money's on Tim.
On Y98.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
Oh, yeah. It's time for the Schmackdown. We've kind of changed things up around a lot because, unfortunately, you can't come here to get prizes.
Well, also, like, you know, with a lot of stuff in flux, we don't really want to give you a prize that might not, for something that might not happen.
True.
Right?
That's right. So the prize up for this week is the ability to write the questions for next week. I guess that's what we'll give to the loser. So what we've done is two of the show, Jen and Tim, will compete against each other just in some random trivia. And whoever gets the most in 1 minute wins. And the loser, again, has to write the questions for next week.
Love it.
Okay.
All right. I think, Jen, you should go first. Because ladies first.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Your first question. Jen, who on the show hoards bobbleheads?
Tim.
Made with orange juice and vodka, this drink shares its name with a tool.
Screwdriver.
This guy was married to Jennifer Garner.
Ben Affleck.
This body of water has so much salt in it that you float.
The Dead Sea.
What is the capital city of Canada?
Montreal.
The Avengers are part of what comics group?
What do you mean, Marvel?
Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
What is the only state that begins with the letter P as in Paul?
Pennsylvania.
Steve Carell played what character on The Office?
Michael Scott.
Who is the current St. Louis Cardinals manager?
Schultz.
What is the name of the artist who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
On a Celsius thermometer, water boils at what temperature?
2000 for sure. But time was up, so.
Time was up.
Children's round is over.
Yeah, I counted 9.
I was getting thumbs down from Tim the whole time I was doing it, so. I'm going to take the high road.
All right. Tim, are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
All right, let's go. Tim, who on the show hoards G.I. Joes?
Kevin.
What cocktail is most often associated with the Kentucky Derby?
Mint julep.
This guy used to talk about tiger blood.
Charlie Sheen.
This body of water is a great lake and can be found in Minnesota.
Huron.
What is the capital city of Mexico?
Mexico City.
The Justice League is part of what comics group?
DC.
Who is the lead singer of Imagine Dragons?
Dan Reynolds.
What is the only state that begins with the letter D as in Doug?
Delaware.
Cillian Murphy plays what character on Peaky Blinders?
Tommy Shelby.
Who is the St. Louis Blues current head coach?
Chief. Pass.
Oh no! What was the name of the artist who painted A Starry Night?
Nope. 1 minute is up.
Oh no!
You lose. I think you lose in a way bigger way, even if you win.
Craig Berube.
Craig Berube. I know. It just escaped me. And Michelangelo, right?
No, A Starry Night was...
Yeah, Vincent Van Gogh.
There we go. Oh!
Did I lose?
It was close. Jen got 9, 10 if you count the fact that she got that last one on the buzzer.
No.
But if you don't, she gets 9.
Okay.
And I'm going to double check my math here, but I believe you only got 8, Tim.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
I felt like 14. Man, I could not come up with Berube. I just couldn't.
I know. Wow. I know. All right, so I'll double check my math. We'll tally the scores, and we'll find out who writes the questions next week on Schmig Schmackdown.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. I think we're all winners in a little way because we will see some storms on and off today, but otherwise a high in the 70s, a lot like yesterday. And tomorrow, same thing, 73 the high with some spotty storms. And then Sunday, sun and a high of 64.
Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Y98, it is the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. All right, I did the math, and I did discover that Jen, you indeed did win our Schmig Schmackdown. It was very close by 1 point. A score of 10-9, actually, was the final.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
The last one's contested. Did you check the tape?
I did check the tape. I just double-checked it there. You're stumbling over Craig Berube.
I know. I don't
unfortunately,
deserve it.
Unfortunately, and you did not get a Starry Night because time had run out when you answered that question. And so, Tim, unfortunately.
Congratulations, Jen.
You're writing next week's questions.
Thank you. Oh, he's writing next week's questions.
I'm taking off next Friday, guys.
Okay. Zero res, so I definitely did not win arts and crafts time yesterday. We tried to do this science experiment that involved cornstarch and water and balloons. What you gonna say? No one can be just like me anyway. Just like fire, 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 fire.
Just like a fire.
Y98, it is the Wake Up. My microphone was off for a moment.
Wow.
I apologize. The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. If you want to listen on your smart speaker, just say, hey, smart speaker, play Y98 St. Louis, and we'll be there for you. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram. We're going live more times than normal. You can see Jen's failed science experiment yesterday. She accidentally
skip over that one.
She turned her son into a superhero. at the Wake Up Y98 on Instagram. He's Robe Man.
You laugh, but he was the one of my two kids who took like first day of school pictures seriously for me, and he wore his suit. So while he's doing the experiment, he had a suit and a bow tie on.
Incredible. I picture him only in a robe or a suit, and I gotta say, every time he's walked by your screen, just a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Just a regular old 10-year-old t-shirt.
He's in disguise.
Right. Yeah, that's his secret identity. Right. Just a regular kid living in the Midwest.
Just scrolling around social media and talking with friends and texting with friends, it's amazing that we are, about 2 weeks into this whole thing here in St. Louis? And people still are not taking this self-isolation seriously. So one of my friends sent me the police blotter from our town. Officers responded to multiple reports of fireworks being discharged at the parking lot of the elementary school. Upon arrival, officers found multiple families had gathered for their own fireworks display in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Officers advised the parents of the city and county ordinances not to stay at home, but prohibiting the discharge of fireworks in the area and advise them to leave. Now, I will say this. It happened Sunday night, and 4 hours later, the stay-at-home ordinance went into effect. But still, people, come on.
Yeah, what's the logic there? That was here in town?
Yeah, it was in Glendale. It was in my kid's elementary school.
You guys, the dark underbelly of Glendale. I've been trying to tell someone to do a documentary on this for a long time. From the outside, sure, it's great, but there are some things going on.
There are so many people who still, and I think everybody's had cabin fever, so with the first couple nice days, everyone's been gathering, and definitely not enough social distancing, like right next to each other or exercising right next to each other or I'm still seeing on Facebook, you know, St. Charles just had their stay-at-home ordinance go into effect, and people are asking the question, my kid's getting invitations to go for a sleepover over at someone's house. Is that okay? No, it's not. That's not what this self-isolation thing is about.
I think the president led with that yesterday, actually. Like, sleepovers were the first, one of the first things to go.
Sleepovers by Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, I think it bears repeating that we've just started to do tests, really. And this podcast I listened to, they said something amazing. The health reporter for the New York Times, who has been covering this coronavirus pandemic since January and reporting that it was headed our way and what to look for and what we should do, he said the other day, some people have said this is like a war, and it's like your army has been marching forward and the enemy has been shooting at you for 2 to 3 weeks, and no one has looked down to see if they're bleeding. But pretty soon, we're going to see how many people have been hit. I know a few friends who know someone who's tested positive for the coronavirus. That's just happened in the last couple of days. And with those people who just tested positive, they've had symptoms since March 12th, March 13th. That's like 2 weeks ago. So stuff that's happened in the last week or two, or, you know, people just coming back from spring break, we're going to see that in 2 or 3 weeks.
And I think that that's where the kind of, I don't want to say the word problem, but that's why I think we're still a little cavalier about things. You know, we haven't here, at least in St. Louis, really seen a lot of cases yet, really seen it firsthand, one-on-one. And as you said, in about 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to.
Well, but just a couple days ago, the number of cases in the county doubled. And it's increasing even more. Here's another dilemma. I have neighbors who work in hospitals and in urgent care. And in the urgent care specifically, you know, you need to call your doctor and talk to them and talk about drive-through testing. There are people who are going to emergency rooms and urgent cares and downplaying their symptoms so they can get in and then get a test. Because the signs on a lot of these urgent cares say, if you believe you have any coronavirus symptoms, you cannot come in here and expose everyone. Because you're exposing all the healthcare workers.
Right.
And they'll downplay their symptoms. And then as they come in and they ask more questions, they find out, oh, this person has a ton of risk factors. And then they end up testing positive. But in the meantime, you're putting all of these, you're not only putting the healthcare workers in jeopardy, but you're putting people who are going to be diagnosed with coronavirus later in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. Because we can't lose all these healthcare workers. Sorry to be on my soapbox for a little bit, but it just, I'm shocked at how many people are still not taking this seriously. We're broadcasting from our houses. I mean, the Olympics have been postponed. There are things that are happening that the last time they happened was during a world war. And people are still shooting off fireworks and thinking this is like a fun summer vacation. Sorry, that's your mother. That's your mother telling you to stay home, your mother.
KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis. You're
Foodstuffs. It's Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. We're on Instagram Live right now at The Wake Up Y98, live from the t-shirtproblems.com studios. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. All locations are delivering. All locations available for curbside pickup. I've had it a few times. You guys should too. Salt and Smoke STL to find out the location nearest you, but they'll get it to you wherever you are. All right, let's talk new products first. Spicy Canada Dry is coming out. Canada Dry Bold. Ginger ale fans in here?
Yes. Love ginger ale.
Lance, I feel like you like a good ginger ale. Okay.
I know. I realized I turned my mic off. Yes, I do. Not very often. Actually, I found some blackberry ginger ale over the holidays, which was excellent.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah. Thanks. And Canada Dry made it.
Thanks for sharing.
My mom used to give me Canada Dry ginger ale when I was sick. So that's like a comfort food to me. Whenever I'm not feeling great, crave some ginger ale.
I drink so many on an airplane, but I'm excited to try.
So
to try
extra this. Gingery then? Because have you ever had just like fresh ginger? Taking like
kick. It'll burn your throat.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff.
It is.
This is it is good. See, I told you you liked it, Lance.
thanks, Tim.
Ooh, honey Lucky Charms.
Ooh, another Lucky Charms?
Yeah, honey? Lucky Charms I'm just in. Just going off recently. You've got Lucky Charms hot cocoa, Lucky Charms ice cream, even Lucky Charms cookie dough, but the new one, it's going back to its roots. It is a cereal, and it's a picture like, you know, what Honey Nut Cheerios does to Cheerios, only Lucky Charms. Mm.
Okay.
Here's the thing. This a photo leaked. Nobody knows when this thing's coming out, if it's going to be around forever, if it's a limited time. No one knows. And I've got the Whole Foods stuff staff on it. We're finding out everything we can, but not a lot of details right now. We will keep you posted, Honey Lucky Charms.
Do you just have Zoom meetings with yourself then? Do you look in the mirror and have those meetings?
Yes. No, I got a whole staff. They're all about it. You guys may have seen this. McDonald's, to promote social distancing, did a few ads. I don't know if anything aired here, but they were in other countries, so they were all over social media, where the two golden arches came apart, and it said social distancing is a good thing.
Huh.
They got attacked, though, because people just attack things, but also saying that they should have flattened the curve. That's the whole thing we're trying to do right now.
Oh.
And they've got these huge arches. So people are genuinely upset to the point where McDonald's apologized.
Oh, Lord. Come on. It was clever.
Yeah.
There's more than one way to be clever.
Right.
People are on edge.
In more McDonald's news, this isn't good, guys. First, it was basketball and the Olympics. Then Tim Convy's headlining show at the Island Casino in Harris, Michigan. But now, McDonald's is eliminating all-day breakfast during the coronavirus pandemic.
Okay.
Why?
They've announced that because they need to simplify operations.
Okay.
And one casualty is no more all-day breakfast.
See, we can't have nice things when you continue to not social distance.
Mm-hmm. It's a bummer. It'll be back, though. But it's, just a little more incentive to beat this thing. So we can get that all-day breakfast back. And finally, man, I enjoy this. So I mentioned this earlier in the show, but all of the things that I think about sometimes, I now think about far more often, those thoughts. I mentioned earlier the Beyonce episode of Punk'd. The other thing I think about a few times a month, but now I think about it constantly. All four Beatles have sons that are, like, young and talented musicians. Why aren't they playing together?
Yeah, why not?
I used to think about it twice a month. Now I think about it every single day.
I think there has been some talk in the past about possibly looking at that, but I don't think they've... it's only been mentioned. I guess they've just never taken it any further than that.
Do you know how much money I would spend to see them live?
Yeah.
I would buy a terrible album of all new songs from them. Like, I don't care. I'd go crazy for it. That's beside the point.
Which Lennon? Julian or Sean?
Either one.
Really? You don't have strong feelings one
guy.
Way or the other?
I'm a Julian guy, but either I don't care. And Paul McCartney's son is whatever. It doesn't matter. I digress. The point is, a lot of people have these thoughts that they're exploring a little bit more. This one guy had one where he wanted to know why Triscuits were called Triscuits. He put it out on the internet thinking, okay, people will just get back to me with this. Nobody knew. He reached out directly to, I believe it's Nabisco that makes Triscuits, and they didn't know. They had all these old documents, and they're
what?
Like, we can't figure it out. The guy
kind of like
digging.
Schmig. We still don't know why it's called that.
The guy kept digging, and eventually he found old advertisements, like print advertisements from like 1903, I guess, when Triscuits were first around. And in it, it said one of the big marketing selling points of Triscuits was that they are the only food on the market prepared with electricity.
Oh!
Electricity?
Yes. It stands. Hang on, where did it go? For electric biscuit.
What?
Triscuit.
Triscuit.
Yes.
Electric biscuit. It's made with Well, now there's lots of stuff made with electricity.
Sorry, electricity biscuit. Triscuit. That's where it came from.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
He got to the bottom of his thing. This guy's a hero. An electricity biscuit? I wouldn't have thought that if my life depended on it. So now I need to get to the bottom of my quandaries is the point.
Wow.
Sorry, guys. That buildup wasn't worth it. Electricity biscuit, though. It's something to think about. Triscuits are delicious. They're a great quarantine food, and they're made with electricity.
Didn't you think there was going to be some Beatles? Didn't you think there was going to be some Beatles food collaboration?
No, I just brought it up because that's another, just, again, something I used to think about twice a month. Now I think about every day because of this quarantine situation. There's other stuff, too. I started writing them down. We'll save that for another segment.
Maybe scrap a t-shirt problems and start on this Beatles reunion.
No, T-shirt problems is perfect in all ways. At T-shirt problems on Instagram. Also, at the Wake Up Y98, coming at you live from T-shirt problem studios. Thanks for following us. We'll be back in a little bit. That's Food Stuffs on Y98.
Okay, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home 70s again today, a little tomorrow, but it looks like we do have a chance on and off for storms today and Saturday. But sun and...
If I can't have you, ooh, 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 been looking for you. Oh, oh, looking for love in the loop.
Jen, you missed it, but last week Julie Tristan was filling in for you, and she really enjoyed looking for love in the loo, because she is in fact looking for love in the loo, and we had some candidates for her.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once this virus thing is over, we're going to send her out with some of these dudes. And
it's going to be our new experiment, right. Sending Julie out as a guinea pig. I heard she also referred to you as a stud muffin.
Yeah, I heard rumors of that as well.
More than once.
Yeah, didn't care for it.
Yeah, me either.
Wow.
Look for love in the loot. Lance goes over...
We could look for some love in the studio here.
Right.
It's getting a little stressful.
Lance goes over dating profiles from right here in St. Louis. So some dudes that are out there looking for love, even in this era. Lance, what do you got this week?
Couple are pretty timely in this era we're living in. We'll get to those for the last two. But first off, let's start with Nathan, who's 20 and is a welder. Nathan says, actually, I'm 19, not a thief. But I'd steal a pretty cowgirl's heart. Hit me up, and I'll show you my mullet. Nathan is 20.
Oh, God, now when I think mullet, I think Tiger King, right?
Yeah, it's a great mullet. I don't know. I mean, it's short and sweet, I guess. All the cowgirl stuff, I don't know.
There's somebody out there for him.
Yeah, I wish him the best. The official profile says he's 20, and then in his bio, he explains that he's 19. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Well, at least he's both dumb and honest. Which goes a long way when you're looking for a partner.
Best we can do for Nathan is a virtual parting gift.
Say that again?
I said the best we're going to do for Nathan apparently is a virtual parting gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on to Drew. Drew is 24, a photographer and cinematographer. And Drew says, wait, this app isn't for learning how to... start a fire? Question mark. Just graduated with a degree in film, so I can tell you way more than you want to know about movies. Huge camera and car and coffee nerd. Drew is 24.
Oh, man. I hate him.
Why?
Wow, strong.
I just feel like I know people like Drew, and no thank you.
Wow.
The Tinder to the fire joke is inexcusable. No.
Oh.
No thanks, Drew.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to say left, but apparently not as strongly as you.
Right.
Quick left. Hard left.
Sorry, Drew.
360
All right,
left.
Let's move on to the two that are kind of timely. We'll start with ZX. ZX is 25 and says, quarantine log day 14. I wash my hands so often, my fingerprints are long gone. Traveled from the living room to the bedroom for 2 days. It was a great trip. I think that squirrel next door is up to something. ZX is 25.
I like it. I don't know if, you know, I mean, it's comical. I don't know if it would get a date.
Dare I ask, how do you spell ZX?
Just Z-X.
Oh, okay. I thought so.
The good news is that he's already self-quarantined for 14 days, so he's raring to go.
That's true, too.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
Yeah,
ZX.
Sure. You know, times are tough right now. You need some love? I'm not going to judge you. Unless you're that guy before.
Yeah, the Tinder joke guy. Got it. We'll finish with Robert, who's 22 and lists his profession as a YouTuber.
Oh, laughed. Laughed.
Oh, wait a minute. You haven't even heard what he has to say. And Robert only has four words.
Hit it.
Robert says, I'm a Taurus. Actually, I added the I'm a to make it sound a little better. So he says, Taurus, quarantine and chill? Question mark.
Into it.
No. No.
That's right.
No.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, Robert.
Oh, you lost me at YouTuber.
No Tinder joke.
Oh. And speaking of these social media influencers, this one idiot we'll talk about in Entertainment Schmig, what he did as a joke during the coronavirus, and now he got it. It's coming up in 6 minutes on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Okay, so celebrities talking about their quarantining, and this headline just made me laugh. Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes teach each other new skills in quarantine. Yeah, I bet they are. Skills all day. She said that she is teaching him Spanish, and he is teaching her guitar lessons.
Mm. Hmm.
So there you go.
I was hoping it'd be Canadian. He's fluent, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Also, we talked earlier this morning about our love of the Tiger King. I mean, if you have not watched Tiger King on Netflix yet, it's just gold. Tim got hooked.
Do your impression real quick, would you, Jen?
Of Joe Exotic?
Yes, please.
I don't really have one. Do you?
Okay. Not as strong as yours.
I don't have one.
Okay.
Have I done one?
Yeah. I don't know. I was hoping you could do one.
I don't know.
These animals are the only family I've got.
That's so great.
Pretty good, right?
Yes, it's great.
And if Carol down in Florida thinks she's going to shut me down, this is the only family I have.
Oh, Carol. Carol, Carol, don't even get me started. Dax Shepard tweeted that for the eventual biopic, he wants to play Joe Exotic. And he photoshopped his face onto a picture of Joe Exotic next to a tiger. And I swear to God, I thought it was... like, I had to do a double take. I was like, wow, that Joe Exotic looks a lot like Dax Shepard. Wait a minute. Photoshop.
Dax Shepard, I've decided, still has to sit out another year after Chips. He wrote, directed, and starred in it, and it was a bomb.
By the way, you can watch Chips on the Roku channel.
Of course you can.
You've said need to say about the Roku channel.
I know. I've been arguing with Kevin in about the Roku channel all week, and I rest my case.
It's where bad TV and movies go.
Oh, gosh. Lance talked earlier
about... Exotic would have done a better job directing Chips.
Oh, yeah, there would have been some amazing animal stunts in there.
Motorcycles are great, but can we get some cats in here?
You may have... you're going to be so... you've never been so close to these lions and tigers. You're gonna be so close, you might have one pee on you, and that's okay, because we got a gift shop and a t-shirt that says I've been peed on by a tiger.
Ponch, you look great, but can we get a uniform with some fringe on it?
Okay, maybe you've been binging Disney Plus. So has ESPN. There are no sports, so they're going to start running Disney sports movies. Lance mentioned that earlier in the Sports Chatter. You can get details on the podcast. But watch out. Next Friday, Markle is making her Disney Plus debut. Meghan Markle narrating a movie called Disney Nature's Elephant.
Really?
Yes.
I'm in.
That's next Friday. And of course, Disney Pixar's Onward came out, and I rented it on Amazon last weekend and watched it with the family, but it's out for free, I think, on Disney Plus today. Couldn't wait that extra week. There's a Mad Max Fury Road.
Can you watch Aristocats on there? Yes.
No, but you can watch The Lion King. And guess what? I live that every day. I'm surrounded by Simbas.
I didn't love it. Could have used more pastels.
Mad Max Fury Road spinoff in the works. And the last one was great. More TV stuff that you can binge watch. Making the Cut, Tim. It's a new fashion competition with Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn on Amazon.
Fashion. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I know. Disney Plus, the series premiere of Be Our Chef. It's a cooking competition hosted by Angela Kinsey from The Office, who played Angela.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, I should have led with this, third season premiere of Ozark.
Yeah.
You better finish that last Tiger King episode so you can start binging that Ozark.
I gotta finish Tiger King. I'm gonna do some more work on Sopranos. And then I'm gonna go back and watch Ozark before I start the new one.
You're gonna watch the first two seasons again? Again?
Tony Soprano's tough, but if you put him up against a tiger, it wouldn't be a match at all. I'm in that cage every day. Those are my family.
All right. I have not started watching the show, and I fear it's not going to be as good as you guys.
Oh, no. It's, it's better. It's so great.
It's about, I mean, I don't want to spoil stuff for people, but it's incredible.
Okay. Now on to Kevin's favorite, Chrissy Teigen. No, this is amazing. Okay, I think you're going to get behind this, and I think we can turn this into something on the show. Chrissy Teigen is going to do a show on that short form Quibi,
yeah,
where everything's 10 minutes or less. It's called Chrissy's Court, where she's going to take people's disputes and she's going to solve them. So she's already started doing it on Twitter, because as you can imagine, with people living together during this pandemic, they're getting on each other's nerves. So somebody tweeted at Chrissy, my roommate keeps taking FaceTime calls in the kitchen and the living room and makes me meet everyone each time. I'm just trying to make some toast. And Chrissy said, I hate when people do this. Jail time.
Mm.
So text us. Text us with your disputes, maybe with a roommate, maybe with someone in your family, and we will solve them for you next week.
If Chrissy would have stepped in with my issue with Carol Baskin down in Florida, maybe I wouldn't be in jail right now.
If you want to keep with the alliteration thing, we could call it Kevin's Court.
No, I'd rather have Joe Exotic Impersonation Court.
Listen, you know how well Ask Kevin went. Do we really want it to be
right.
Kevin's Court?
No.
But text us with your dilemmas, 314-531-9898. Maybe we'll solve a couple. Maybe Joe Exotic will solve a couple before the end of the show.
Guilty.
You can help people right here in St. Louis with disabilities or other challenges get jobs by donating household items or even your old car to Goodwill. Give hope. Give local. Give Goodwill.
Hey, Lance, I doubt there's a ton of traffic out there, so let me do a little crosswalk chatter. Thanks to everyone staying at home, London was finally able to repaint the Abbey Road crosswalk.
Oh, wow.
I thought you would find that interesting.
Have they not painted it for like 50 years, or is that a normal maintenance thing?
I think because it's a tourist attraction, it's hard to shut that road down.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, it's repainted. And just in time for Tim posting his T-shirt problems Abbey Road shirt the other day.
That's
oh my
right.
God.
I wonder I wonder if they do all the crosswalks on Abbey Road, because it's people don't realize it, but it's a long and winding road.
Oh, and where just like it? That, we still... Oh.
Where is Kevin? It? There we go.
Kevin, you're guilty. Lance, how's traffic?
You know, self-quarantining has led to tensions rising all
what?
Over America.
What are you talking about?
Right, exactly right. All right, three...
Y98, it is the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Kevin and Lance, and it is celebrity birthday time. If you missed us earlier, we do Friday birthdays now at about 6:55, and then we do the birthdays for the weekend about this time, 8:55. So let's start off with a big one tomorrow. How old is Oscar winner for Shallow, Lady Gaga? I want you to be loved.
Funny.
I'm DQ'd because I saw it during Bonafide or Bogus.
Oh, you did? Nora just saw Tim dancing on Zoom and she thinks it's funny.
I got moves, huh, Nora?
If Lady Gaga were to die today, I don't think her headline would be Oscar winner for Shallow. At least I personally hope not.
I hope not. Yeah, I agree.
But she is 36. Lance?
I'm going to say 34.
Oh, okay.
You've seen him in Swingers. You've seen him in Anchorman, Dodgeball, The Breakup. How old is Vince Vaughn?
You're sitting there wondering, do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested? But I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested? But now she's not interested. So now all of a sudden I'm starting to get interested.
He's one of my all-time favorites. I mean, he's got to be top five for me. I think and he's not a stand-up comic, but I think he's so great. The scene in Swingers where they're in the trailer and he's telling the girl the story about his audition is one of my favorite comedy scenes in my entire life. He's incredible. I think he is 52?
Yeah, I'm thinking. We were at Disney World at the same time. We were at Disney World together.
I met him at the Rams after party when they won the Super Bowl years ago. Yeah. Nicest guy in the world.
Wow.
But guess what ride he was going on at Disneyland where they gave him the escort, like he gets to cut the line because he's a celebrity.
Mr. Toad?
Nope. The Winnie the Pooh ride because he was nice. With his like 2-year-old. I think he's 55.
I was thinking 56.
50.
Ooh. Wow. He aged quickly, old Vince Vaughn.
He yeah. did. Yes.
Yep. When he
That's
hit the
why
scene.
I think we all guessed kind of high.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a shapeshifter at times.
I agree. I would agree with that.
One of the founding members of Monty Python's Flying Circus, how old is Eric Idle?
Is your wife interested in photography? Hey, know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, know what I mean? Say no more.
Photography?
Yeah. Snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Look, are you trying to insinuate something?
No, 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 no. Yes.
Don't forget about his stint on Suddenly Susan.
Oh, no way, really?
No, I'm going to forget that.
Yeah, didn't he come in at the end? He replaced Judd Nelson.
Oh, he might have. That sounds right. Right.
75.
I'm going to say 80.
78.
77. And finally, Tim actually mentioned this guy earlier this week in Things You Didn't Know. How old is Blues Travelers, John Popper? Tim mentioned it better than me.
Fifty-three
is correct.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
You win.
sure do. It feels good. It feels real good. So maybe we'll get some Blues Traveler. Maybe we'll get some Blues Traveler in for the Friday free. That's the latest from Dua Lipa on Y98. It's the Friday free-for-all. We're taking your request 314-531-9898. We got it started with Gloria that went out to the St. Louis Blues. And don't forget the director's cut of the St. Louis Blues documentary about the championship season and everything else you can check out on the Blues socials and their YouTube channel. So check that out. More Friday free-for-all coming up soon. Get those requests in. 314-531-9898. Can't relate to that. Susu Studio, Phil Collins on Y98.
Well, that's
Phil Collins doesn't even know what it is.
I don't understand, but it makes me feel good.
Oh, it's such a good song. It reminds me of being in the back of my mom's minivan and just rocking out to Susu Studio, probably singing into a hairbrush or something because they were everywhere. The whole world's different. Things are changing. We've talked about this a few times this week, but it's interesting every single time. What Americans are buying right now and what they're not. We've talked about all the things like chocolate hummus left over on shelves. Mm-hmm. Somebody on Instagram sent us, they bought the brownie mix hummus. They sent us a picture. They're like, yeah, we took one bite and decided that wasn't such a good idea.
I think she said it was chocolate hummus and it tasted like brownie batter.
No, the picture I saw, it said brownie.
Really?
Oh. The word brownie's on there, yeah.
Because
brownie batter's delicious.
Yeah.
Things that we're buying way more now: aerosol disinfectants, thermometers, oat milk, fresh meat alternatives, rubbing alcohol, powdered milk, multi-purpose cleaners, dried beans, bath and shower wipes, and of course, toilet paper. All those sales mm-hmm. are way, way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things that are down. Any guesses?
Chocolate hummus. We already know.
Chocolate hummus is down. Pet toys.
Oh, really? Yeah. Because yeah. Pets are just having the most amazing time right now.
Yeah.
Do you think, but yeah, because I guess you buy them because you feel guilty leaving,
yeah,
but I would think I like there's more, yeah. You're around, you mm-hmm. want to keep them more occupied.
You do because you're busy and it's something to entertain them. But pets are like, I saw some headline like, pets are so happy and they don't know what's going on right now, but they are the happiest people around.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Sunscreen sales.
Oh, yeah.
Are down 17% lower.
Oh, because so many people canceled their vacations.
Yeah.
That makes sense. They said 2 out of 5 people canceled their spring break vacations. Like the other 3 went last week. So that makes sense that it's down about 40. No, that's not right. I'm bad at math. Never mind.
Well, also, you've got all these beaches and, you know, public pools and stuff.
Yeah,
closed,
it's all closed.
So,
yeah,
it makes sense. And then perfume sales, 18% lower.
Oh, because you're not going out.
Because you're not going yeah. out.
And you might not be showering.
Mm.
Yeah, and you smell like whatever you want at your house.
right. Egg sales are way up. I know that we got some groceries this week, and when I, you know, they're not sure what's going to be in stock, and when I got the eggs, I got a little teary-eyed. Like, they're such a precious commodity right now.
Yeah, I had to borrow some from my mom the other day, which that handoff was tricky, too. I was like, you leave them on the porch. I just need 3. She's like, take 7. So now I got to repay her eggs now that mine came from Instacart.
Well, supply and demand, the cost of eggs are up 180, no. Hold on. And now I'm getting this
bad
wrong.
At math again.
Bad at math. Well, wait, because I'm going to do a lotto story in a minute, too. They say that eggs,
Well, I would think with Easter.
They said the price of eggs are up 180%. Does that even sound right? That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, eggs are pretty cheap in general. So if they go up, I mean, yeah, that's not that crazy. Mm.
Yeah. And then there's the lottery. So you're not driving to work. You're not stopping at the gas station as often since you're not driving as much. And what do you always buy when you go into the gas station to pay for your gas?
A lotto ticket.
A lotto ticket.
Yeah.
So because people aren't buying lotto tickets, the jackpots are going to be cut in half. Powerball just announced that during the pandemic, it's going to cut its minimum jackpots from $40 million to $20 million, and the jackpots are going to grow more slowly, too. So instead, when no one wins, the jackpot increases by $10 million, they're only going to go up by $2
million. So are they using that extra money, or if there's any extra money, are they going to use that back to the state or to help, you know, I don't know, with the food banks or whatever?
They just said lottery ticket sales are way, way down right now. Wow. And Mega Millions is thinking of doing a similar thing. But the current Powerball jackpot is $160 million, and it's still in play. But I'm pretty sure that because of all the numbers, your odds are still the same, even if no one else plays. The chances of you winning don't increase because fewer people are buying lottery tickets. That's not how this works.
But again, you're bad at math.
Yeah, but no, it's true. It's true. Check the numbers.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Thank you, St. Louis, for being calm, patient.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.